Did you ever see one that would have three legs on it in the fireplace? You told me y'all did some cooking in the fireplace, didn't you?
Yeah, we heat our water and all. We either had something to hang in a fireplace and your water be over the fire, or you put a tripod made out of cast iron. And all those cast iron tripods, it wasn't welded like today, it was all riveted. You know, you had to heat it and make some holes with a punch or something that was riveted. All those things were made by hand. You know? We didn't have no such thing as welders, which is a great blessing to me. You can cut a piece of iron, if you find it too short, you add a piece to it and you can weld it. But that olden days, if you cut it wrong, that was it.
Is the weld always as strong as the iron around it, though? It never is.
It's stronger.
I always thought that it seemed like to me that when I was using a piece of metal, it always broke at the weld.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a good welder. That's how I passed my test. I took two pieces of iron, about 4 inches apart, and they butt them together, and you make a V in there, and you weld that solid. And then they cut your strip anywhere in that piece. They cut your strip about an inch and a half wide, and then they put it on the press, and they bend it down one way, and they bend it down the other way. If it break outside the weld, it's all right, but if it break in that weld, you know. You either crystallize it, or you have slag and pinholes. That's why nowadays, on a pipeline, they x-ray you well. If you got pinholes in it, you dig it out.
Mm-hmm. I guess those guys that worked on that Alaskan line had to be good welders.
Well, they had to pass tests. On that Alaskan pipeline, I would say they passed tests maybe every 3 months, or every 6 months. Maybe often than that, I wouldn't know. But regardless if you pass a test, they passed the pipeline here this past January, and all your wells, before they seal that pipeline with some kind of sealer, you know, they seal it with some kind of tape. It's all sealed up to about 4 inches or 6 inches away from the well. And then when they weld, they reseal it by hand, you see. The other piece is all done by machine. They have some machine for that too. I mean, those little pieces, but most of it here it was pretty bad in February, March. Raining, and as soon as the fellow would weld it, they would seal it by hand, 4 inch wide. But before that, they x-rayed that well. They couldn't seal it before the x-ray. Mm-hmm. It had to be a good well. There's no way. That's a 36-inch pipeline.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to bury one that's going. Let's say they bury one back in my place and you have a pinhole in it. You can imagine how much of a blowout when you shove all that pressure in there. And if they blow out of my place, you can imagine how much you consume. But I hope that the whole line is wet. So that's why the x-ray, they have an x-ray machine right there. And before they take it, the x-ray, man can leave me.
I remember reading
about that. If it's not right, they're going to tear it down right then and there.
I remember reading about that.
It has to be x-rays immediately after the weld. Not say immediately after the weld to have an x-ray. They can wait the next day if they're not ready to tape it. But before they finish with it, because those big bulldozers might have 6-7 bulldozers holding 2 miles of pipe in the air. And when they let that go in a 15 or 16 inch ditch, they gotta be damn sure that it's welded. Welded right, let me put it that way.
Okay. What did you eat with? Did you ever use like
spoon and knives?
Yeah. But did you ever use wooden things or?
No.
Never,
not that I know.
You never stir with the wood?
No, the only thing we stir is like when we kill hogs and make a bush meat, all of our paddles were made out of wood that you stir your hog cracklings and your lard. Let me put it that way. Naturally, what's left of the fat of the hog is cracklings, hog cracklings. But we used to do that mostly for lard, but you had some wooden paddles for that. You had wooden paddles for that, you didn't have nothing else. And you still have wooden paddles for that. It don't burn, it don't get your hands hot. Yours always in flame of fire, isn't it?
Okay, now something you would put flowers in the house? Did your mother have it?
Not too much. I don't know. I don't know if any too many people they might have a few little. What they would grow mostly is